Welcome back to GTA Talk with your host, Blaze Legend. Today, I'm going to be talking about weekly updates and a few other things of what I did during GTA this week. Welcome back to GTA Talk, and let's get right into weekly updates. So, for the podium vehicle, we have the Vapid FMJ, which is a pretty cool car. And then moving into Legendary Motorsports, we have the Garotti Fiera, the S80RR, the Progen GP1, the Pegasi Zentoro, which is like a vehicle that I'm pretty sure they released on the first day of GTA. And we also have the Adder. I think I'm saying that right. And they also released that when GTA first came out. And in moving into Warstock Cash and Carry, we have the Virus, which is still free. And we have a new vehicle, which is the Weaponized Dinghy, which I'm pretty sure is $1.8 million. So that's a pretty pricey price. In property discounts, we have 60%. Off all CEO offices. And then this is a really cool one, but it's kind of weird to understand. We have sales on all garages, like a penthouse garage, any garage on Dynasty 8. We have nightclub garage, arcade garage, like any garage. Even like the CEO garage. And then we have 30% off all MOC renovations. And then moving into double money. It's double money on all cargo missions for the CEO business. There's double money on the Simeon missions. And we have double money on the Sumo Remix mode and all stunt races. So that's the weekly updates. And moving into my week. This week, I think it was probably like a record low for me. I completed the Cayo Perico heist like maybe like two or three times. But I'll explain that. I'll explain why I only did that many times later. I tried a new approach like again. I think last week I said I did the hollow jump, or whatever it's called, like jumping off a plane. Might have said that. I don't know. Hopefully. This week I tried a new approach, which was using like the Annihilator stealth, and I scoped out the north landing spot, and that was like, it was actually like, it's harder because there's two different setup missions for like the approach vehicle. You have to get the vehicle and the pilot, same with the Alkanost. So it's like kind of longer, but the hollow jump, it's like, it's easier because you can literally land anywhere, and that's like the cool thing about it. Like if there's like, also what I did was I had, it's like for some reason I had guard clothes were at the control tower, like where you like, when you're gathering intel, you have to go there. And there were guard outfits there. So I did the hollow jump, and I went for the guard outfits. Got the guard outfits. And then, what did I do? I think there was a supply chuck at the main dock. Might have been the north dock, though. I'm not sure. Anyway. And I took the guard clothes and I went, like, got the supply truck, I'm pretty sure, and then went to the compound. And that was, like, pretty quick, I guess. Kind of. With the stealth annihilator, I got, like, I landed at the north drop zone, because that's the only spot that I scouted out. And, like, the prep mission to get it was, like, I don't know if this is for, like, all of them, but you had to rob, a yacht, and you had to disable the air defenses and then steal the self-annihilator, and then drive it to Mini Manjazzo's hangar at LSIA. And, like, the prep, like, so I did the North Drop Zone because the guard clothes and the supply truck were at, the North Dock. So that was, like, it was handy. And then, what else did I do? Oh, right, I bought the, Fort Zancudo. I bought a new hangar in Fort Zancudo. Because, like, before, I had a hangar in LSIA. And for some reason, I just wanted to change it. Because then I get, like, the low wanted level clearance to Fort Zancudo. And I think that's why everyone buys their hangar there. It's, like, it's not convenient. Like, not at all. Like, it's in, like, it's really far away from LS. I think the only reason most people buy it is to get the low, like, the clearance level to Fort Zancudo, which is really cool. What else is there? What else? Yeah, I bought it just because, like, you know, to get the low level clearance. It was, like, I bought, like, the cheapest one there. And, like, on the outside of, like, the cheapest one in Fort Zancudo, it looks, like, really derpy, I guess you could say. Yeah, it looks really weird. What else? Oh, right, the reason that I only completed the KO Perigo Heist, like, a couple times was because I bought the arcade. I know, it was, like, people were just like, why don't you just do the KO Perigo Heist? And I'm just like, well, you gotta change it up, you know? Like, after you do the KO Perigo Heist so many times, it gets you a lot of money, but then you just want, like, you know, a change. And that's what I wanted, so I bought the arcade. I bought the one that's, like, in La Mesa. I think that's that one. It's, like, the Video Doom thing. That one's, like, pretty convenient. It's, like, the second cheapest one. It's, like, really close to the casino. So, I don't know if I've already told this story, but I'll just tell it again. So one time I was doing, like, joining a casino heist randomly, right? And I got into one because I just, like, saw it pop up on my screen. I joined that one. And his arcade was at Polito Bay. And we were driving. We got to, what's that place called? What is it called? Like, let's just say the Sahara Desert. Let's just say that. And then the main guy quit for, like, some random reason. I was like, okay. And I don't have, like, so I do not have any friends that play GTA. So I kind of just have to, you know, auto-invite people. And I did it once. And the first try of doing the casino prep, or no, doing the heist, was one person, I had to leave and go eat dinner. So I had to leave then. Like, we were doing pretty good, and we died, like, a bunch of times. And then the second time was, like, the next day. And it was so annoying. So I got out, like, because you know how you have to get out of there, like, as soon as possible? Because, like, if you get the good hacker, she hacks for, like, it's like 3 minutes and 15 seconds or something. And I got out of there with like 5 seconds left, but the timer was up and one person was still in there. So then the whole entire place was alerted. And that was the most annoying thing in the world. Like, cause like most people who are there, they have armor, like, not, like, juggernaut armor, but, like, good enough armor that it takes a long time to kill everyone. And they have really good guns. And it really sucks when you get shot, because then you, you know, lose money. So that was really annoying. And then my team quit. And then I had to join a different game. I tried it one more time, and my team quit again. So hopefully I get, like, at some point I get people who, like, actually don't die so quickly. I'm not saying that I don't die a lot, 'cause I'm kind of bad. I don't die that much, but I will be like every once in a while I'll die. But like, even like a level 100 people. I guess your level doesn't really matter. It's just really your skill. I got stuck with like a people who are like really low level. 'Cause people are just like, oh yeah, casino heist gets you a lot of money. So let's just do that. So I've gotten like a level 10 people. And I'm just like, nope. So I just leave immediately. 'Cause I don't know how to kick people. Actually, I don't know if you can kick people. I'm not sure. If you can, I want to know. So it would just be amazing because I could just kick people that I don't want. And it also sucks when your team quits. You have four people, right? Two of your team quits, and you have to have a minimum of two people playing. It kind of sucks that you can't have those two, like just the two people remaining, just play. Like you have to like restart it. That's kind of annoying. They could fix that. That would be like amazing. What else is there to talk about? Let's do like the prep. So the prep for the casino, I did like the noose, exit disguise. It's like pretty basic. The big con, entry disguise was the Goofy Sax. That sounds like it's just a weird name. No, I'm not gonna elaborate on that idea. Well, that's a hard prep. No, there's not really any like hard preps. If you alert the cops or like someone while you're doing it, it's just really annoying. One thing that I really hate, it's really annoying, is that. So you know how like the groupie sex people, like the armed guards that transport money, those people, they you still need to do the power drill prep, even though like the guy opens it for you. But I guess if you got alerted, you'd probably just have to drill into there. But then again, you probably wouldn't even get through. No, there's nothing really. It's really hard. If you alert the police, it gets really hard. I was raging like big time on a couple of them because, like, I'm just like, a solo player. That's why I do the KO Prego Heist so many times. And I just alerted like, the people, and it was just really annoying. Oh, when I was trying to get the power drills, you had to get two different power drills, and I alerted the police, and because how police impound your vehicle, like I don't know how they know, like because like I will call in, I will call in the oppressor because I'm just I go into a motorcycle, and you request him. And then I'm trying to get to it, and they kill me, and they impound my vehicle, which is just so irritating. I mean, the one that was really annoying. So I had to, it's like the vault key cards, and you had to kill the guy in Bolingbroke Pantry. I think that's how you say it. I'm not really sure, though. I'm not sure. So you had to kill a guy in there, and you had to like steal this prison bus. And so my oppressor was in the way, and the oppressor being very weak, I was ramming it, and the highway, highways that how they have like that block so you don't fly off the edge. I was at like the very beginning of that, and the oppressor was right and like in front of me, and I just kept driving, not even noticing. And then the oppressor hit the beginning of like the blockade, and like being very weak, and me not noticing, I just kept driving. And it hit It hit the tip of that, and the oppressor blew up. And because it was at the very front of my of the prison bus, it was on fire, and then it blew up. Oh, then I had to call Moores Mutual. And then as soon as I entered Bolingbroke Penitentiary, because once you're in there, you die. You have to go all the way around just to get in there. It's not very fun because the police are just so annoying that they just impound your vehicle. Like, just chill with that. You know what they should do? They should put your vehicle on like a tow truck or something, and you should like try to steal it instead of it just like, instantly impounding it, 'cause that's just annoying. And I'm pretty sure the only person that can recover it from the impound is your assistant for like $1,000, and then she brings it to you. And if you're a motorcycle club president and you're doing like a mission, you can't just change. You can't just change. So then you have to like. Then you just have to wait and try to get another vehicle that's actually good and won't be impounded by them. Then once I got the vault key cards, I couldn't request my sparrow. I just kept on dying. But luckily, when I died, I kept the vault key cards with me, and they didn't magically disappear. So that was like a plus. But it was really irritating completing those. Yeah, definitely. If you're trying to get money fast and you want to do it solo, do the Kaoprico heist. Even though the arcade's cheaper, the Kaoprico heist you can finish in like an hour and 40 hour and an hour, like the pros do it. Like if you're not as good, you probably can play in like 2 hours, an hour and 40 minutes. Definitely easier. If you're looking for like if you've done the Kaoprico heist so many times you're just tired of it, like me, definitely do the casino heist. Don't do the, do not do the, do not buy the facility. It's not recommended. I'll probably talk about that and then in the next podcast, a review on the facility and why you should not buy it. I mean, if you're like rich and you've just completed the Kaoprico Heist so many times, you're just bored, and you've completed the Diamond Casino Heist so many times, you need to steal your apartment heist. And then if you've completed all of those, just do the facility heist, which will be very irritating for most people. I mean, if you're good enough. It just takes so long. Like, why is there a different missions? Like, why not just do one mission? Like, just do one heist. Like, why have so many other missions? Just to even make money? The Stromberg's a terrible vehicle. Definitely buy the Torador. It's a better vehicle. There's gonna be a lot of controversy about that one. The Thruster's an okay vehicle. I don't own it though. I've just seen reviews on it. The Avenger looks like a pretty good vehicle. Don't buy the MOC. Just advice. Another vehicle you should never buy is the Terabyte. Just get the Master Control Center in the arcade. It costs money, but no, you should buy the Terabyte. Just don't buy the nightclub. I mean, then again, you need the nightclub tap on the Terabyte. Oh, another thing you should never buy is what's something you should never buy? No. Nothing really that useless that I own. Don't buy a supercar. Just get a hover vehicle. 'Cause then you can just fly away. Just be like all fun. Just like fly away in a Deluxo. It's a trash vehicle though. Don't buy the Deluxo. Buy the Oppressor. But I mean, if you have friends, definitely buy the Deluxo. If you're trying to fit four people in a vehicle, buy the Torador. So you can hit amazing stunts. And yeah, that's all my good info for today. Oh, I don't know if this will be very good. Yeah, I was thinking of a comparison this week. It was a comparison. So you know how, so you are in a mini car, right? You're in like a mini car. And you have summer tires on, and it's the middle of winter, and you are on like a perfectly smooth sheet of ice. And I compare that to GTA when you have a drift vehicle and it is winter time in GTA. It's like, I don't know why they have snow in GTA, the most slippery thing in the world, and why there is no plow to plow off the snow off the road. It's just there, which is really annoying. Rockstar should just not bring out snow. But I mean, if they do, just like have a plow, you know, plowing the snow away. It's like so good. Or maybe like actually sell a vehicle that can actually plow snow. I guess that would be hard to code. Yeah. Okay, see you guys next week. Next week, I'll probably do a review on the facility and, you know, more weekly updates. See ya.